Okay, today is January 19th, 2021. It is 10:05 p.m. I'm Detective Knowles. Here with me is Detective Miller and Chastity. I'm sorry, what's your last name?
Fraley.
Chastity Fraley. Chastity, before I turn this on, I advise you I was going to record it, and that's fine with you, right? Okay. What happened tonight?
We went to Hayward first so Adam could get an application. We went in and filled it out. We were walking, we were going to go exploring the Penn Hills, but we saw like an old abandoned house up on the hill. And we looked up the driveway, we didn't see any cars, we saw like an old rope thing, and there was all these weeds. So we walked up, and we were just looking around outside, the door was open, we went in, and as we opened the door, all this trash just fell. And I was like, there's no way somebody lives here. We said hello, we went in, we were just looking around for at least 20 minutes. How do you not hear anybody or say hello or answer me? If somebody was in there, we would have left. We looked around, Adam went upstairs, and as he was going through the door, literally I didn't see anybody, I don't even know what the guy looks like. All we saw was a gun, and I got shot. And he pushed me, and I ran down the stairs, and I tripped and fell, and Adam fell on top of me because he kept shooting. And Adam said, he put his hands up, and he said, please stop. He said, we didn't know anybody was here. We said hello. We knocked. And he was literally on his knees, and the guy shot him. And then he fell over, and he said, my heart, help. And I didn't know what to do. I was hiding. And he fell face down on the stairs, and the guy shot him again.
So this all transpired in between going up the stairs and the bottom floor?
And then I stayed quiet. I stayed in my, I was right by Adam. He had me trapped in my feet. So I just hid, because he still had the gun. And then I heard him call the cops, and I screamed for help.
Did he say anything to you before he called the police? No.
Did he say anything to you before he shot?
He just shot. We didn't know anybody was there. We didn't see his face. Nothing. All we saw was a gun and bang.
How did you?
He was on the phone with the cop. He told me to shut up and stay where I was.
So you guys were walking this whole way? How did you get to Hayward Labs?
We got dropped off, and my mom didn't want to give us a ride home, so we were going to walk, but I told him, let's go exploring.
So your mom dropped you off? Where does she live? Do you live with her?
Yeah, 100 Mount Tom Road. Nobody let me call her. She has my daughter.
Okay.
And nobody has told me about Adam.
Does Adam live with you? He does. Okay. So how are you guys going to get back home then that night?
We were just going to walk.
You're going to walk back to, that's up off 209, right?
Right by Lake Mahatla.
But you were going to walk all the way to Penn Hills?
Yeah. Okay. We walked to town a lot.
Okay.
Is it more than one?
Did you have a cell phone on you at all?
He had it.
Who had it?
Adam.
Adam had your cell phone.
And I asked Gable to look for it, but he said, don't worry about it right now.
You guys, do you guys share a cell phone? How does that work?
Yeah, he uses mine.
Okay.
He doesn't have his own. He lost it.
Okay.
Is he okay? I couldn't help him.
I got called in, and I got asked to come down here.
I couldn't help him. He asked me for help. He said,
Have you guys ever been in that building before?
No.
No. So you were just.
I mean, we've passed it before, but we never went up, and it always looks the same. That's why I thought nobody lived there.
Okay.
And usually, you know, if somebody enters or knocks, you say, "Hey, what do you want?"
Right.
When he begged him to stop shooting, he was on his knees and said, please stop. We don't have any weapons. We were just looking around.
How many times do you think he shot?
A lot.
A lot?
He shot a lot.
If you had to guess, an approximate number.
Maybe like 10 times.
10
he
times?
He was shooting around the corner at us. He was going to shoot me if I wasn't hiding before he even called cops.
And then how did you get out? Did you get out before the police got there?
No.
The police got you out? Okay.
Adam was on his knees and he shot him. Nobody can tell me if he's okay.
So now when Adam was on his knees, did he already shoot?
He already shot him.
Yeah, so he already shot him, and then Adam went to his knees and he shot more.
He said, please stop. He said, we didn't know anybody was here. I don't have anything. And he shot him. His hands were up. He wasn't doing anything.
You know how many times he shot him?
At least fucking three times. I don't know how many hit him. But all I remember is him grabbing his chest and said, babe, my heart, help me. And I couldn't do anything. And then he fell, and his body twitched. And that was the last. He made a noise. And then I just stayed quiet and he heard me breathing and I could hear the gun. And so I covered my mouth and then he called the cops. And as soon as
what do you mean you could hear the gun? You could still hear him shooting?
No, I could hear him playing with it. I don't know what kind of gun it was. I didn't see his face. I don't even know what the man looks like if I pass him in public. I didn't know anybody was there. I don't know how you could live like that. There was at least 6 feet of garbage. Because as soon as you, like, step in, your foot just sinks.
Do you know what time you were at Hayward Labs?
Maybe 4:35.
Now, did Adam get an application taken with him, or did he fill it out when he was there?
No, he was smoking a cigarette. I filled it out for him, and he signed it, and I gave it to the lady.
And he turned it in there, so he wouldn't have that on him, or you don't
no,
have that on you?
The okay. lady has them. She said, you're not allowed to take them. You have to fill them out there.
Okay.
Like, he just applied there, he applied to Leatherneck, and he... We have a daughter. She just turned one.
And she's with your mom? All
right. What's your mom's name?
Linda Howie. She's my grandmother, but she's my mom.
H-O...
W-E-Y.
You don't know who
it
is.
Huh?
You know who it is for me, really? Mm-hmm. No.
I could check the car, but I'm not sure.
Anybody found my phone?
Was it on Adam himself?
I don't know if he dropped it. I don't know. And I don't want to go back to the house.
Your mom, do you know what her phone number is?
570.
Yep.
421-6386. That's her house phone.
And it's 1001 Mount Tom?
1004 Mount Tom Road. It's a white and black house. I don't even know if she knows I'm here. I was told I wasn't allowed to call anybody.
Well, that's standard procedure because they don't know what's going on and they want to make sure that nobody's going to come in here who's going to try to harm you more due to the situation. Like, so they pretty much lock you down. That's what the reason is for that. Once we're done talking to you, we'll let we'll tell them they could lift that and you should be able to make some phone calls then.
Can you guys find my phone? Can you find out about Adam?
Where, or do you have any other questions?
When, you said when he started shooting, someone pushed you. Was it Adam or was it?
Yeah, Adam pushed me out of the way of the gunshot.
Pushed you out of the way? Alright.
And then it hit me here instead of here. Because it would have hit here because they said it was just on the edge.
Alright.
But I have two wounds on my boob and I don't even know. And I have a scratch on my knee and I don't know how that happened.
So were you at the top of the stairs when he started shooting?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were, so you go in and there's like a pile of junk. Literally the whole house is piles of junk. You go in and then there's a little staircase. So we were wondering what that was because there was like about a catwalk.
Okay.
So we went up and you could hardly fit through it. And when we were walking, we got to the door and Adam was like, are these piss bottles? He said, what if there's a homeless in here? And as soon as he said that, the gun came out. And there was no person, nothing. It was just a curtain and a gun, and he just started shooting.
And you guys announced yourself when you walked inside the residence?
Yeah, I said hello, and we knocked, and we made so much noise.
How long do you think you were in a residence before the incident occurred?
Maybe like 20, 25 minutes.
All right.
And if you saw that house, there's no way you can walk through that without making noise. So he definitely knew. So I don't know why he didn't say get out, why he didn't answer me when I said hello. Normal people would do that, and then normal people would leave. And I even told him as he was on, like as he was shooting, I said, please stop. We don't have anything on us. We were just looking around. We were just exploring. And I told him, I was like, please, I have a daughter. Please don't shoot me. And then I heard the cop sirens, and I turned my flashlight on because he didn't know where I was, so the cops could find me, and the cops told him to put the gun down because I guess he still had it.
Did they take him out of the house first, or did they take you
out? No, he couldn't. He said he couldn't. There was no other way but where we were to get out.
All right.
But if you saw that house, there has to be another way out.
All right. So, let's just sum this up.
And there's guns laying outside of that house. There's guns laying all over that house. That's not safe.
All right. So you guys went upstairs. He shot. He hit you first. Adam pushed you down the stairs.
No, Adam pushed me. Okay, so the stairs go like this, up, and then a long catwalk over, yep. And then a doorway straight. So we were standing right here. Adam pushed me, and I ran to the stairs. Adam ran, and I fell from down the stairs.
All right.
And then Adam fell on top of me, and then I moved over, and Adam got on his hands. And
how many times did Adam? How many times do you think Adam got shot before he fell on top of you?
Maybe three times.
All right. And then he raised his hand, said, "Don't shoot."
No, he got shot like three times when he was on his hands with his arms up. Before that, I don't know, maybe once. Because when he fell on me, I saw blood on his leg. But he didn't say anything. All I felt was like a big pinch, and I got shaky, and I just ran. And I didn't even know I was shot until the cops got there, because I was too afraid to look. Literally every
Do you have anything else that you think we need to know?
It's my phone, and if you can find out about Adam.
Okay. Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. It is 10:18. This interview will be concluded.